Okay, we're going to be learning some really, really crucial halachas tonight, and some really, really important points. I hope all the participants are not here with us tonight physically. I hope they'll still be able to catch up these important halachas. Really, 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 really important halachas. We started yesterday the idea of the concept that the dalet minim have to be lochem. They have to be owned. If you want to fulfill the mitzvah of dalet minim, you have to own it. You have to possess it. If you haven't acquired it, you cannot be yotzeh the mitzvah of tilas dalet minim on the first day. This is only true with regards to the first day, and chutz lo the second day as well. But all the other days, this does not apply. So the shaila is, if there's a real condition that you need to own the dalet minim, what about if it's like a true need to own dalet minim? What about if somebody lends a borrowed set of dalet minim? Can it be yotze? If somebody says, you know, I haven't got, can you lend it to me? So the halacha is lent. If you're lending, the halachic status of lending, halva, that's not sufficient. And you cannot be yotze the mitzvah of dalet minim if you're using lent, borrowed items. We learned also we moved on from there. And we learned the concept of, we spoke briefly about the concept of Maton Elizman. Maton Elizman is not good enough. If it's you own it for a certain amount of time, that's not good enough. And we then moved on to the main concept of Maton Manas Lahachzir. And Maton Manas Lahachzir is if I give you a present, and it's completely yours, but there's a side condition that you need to give it back to me. That, we learned, that actually would work. A matana manas lahachzir, that works. If I give it to you, this sefer, which is mine, I give it to you a present, it's going to be eternally yours. But I want to have, it's yours, it's completely yours, but there's an external condition, the tnai, that I want you to return it to me within 2 hours, that actually works. Matana manas lahachzir, that works. But the point being that it's not embedded in the kinyan. It's an external factor, matana manas lahachzir works. Right. Okay, now this is all fine and good, but the question is, what about a child? We're going to be discussing tonight the very famous and slightly complex challenging point of what about children? Can I, if I want to enable my children to fulfill mitzvah dalet minim, and I can't, I've got, say, a family. Like a certain family in Switzerland, I know I've got 18 kids, and most of them are sons. Do you have to buy 18 sets of dalet minim for 18 sets? Is that really the halachi? Is that really the way to go forward? 18 sets, make a cheshbon. However cheap the sets are, it's going to cost you, you know, a couple of pounds. Is there any other way about it? Because we said that. Matana manas lahachzir works. Does matana manas lahachzir also work for children or not? For your own children? Or is there a problem with it? Is there a problem with matana manas lahachzir? I'm saying, I'm giving it to you, you my son, my dear son Reuven, I'm giving it to you, my dear son Yossele, I'm giving you a dalet minim as a proper present, but I'm conditional that you return it back to me. Does that work, yes or no?
When you buy it,
We're going to speak about Shutfus. Shutfus is going to be Siv Zayin, top of page 262. We'll get to that. But we're going to answer that question as well. Yeah. You're right. Once they're over Bar Mitzvah, once they're Gdoilim, you're right. It's not a problem.
So why is the problem?
So under Bar Mitzvah, you're saying that what? You should work. We should work. Under Bar Mitzvah should work. Give it up.
Chinuch,
good. You're mentioning some keywords. You're mentioning keywords. Chinuch, yeah?
How does it normally work? So, I might have missed it. I guess I wasn't here. But how does it normally work by giving it to other people rather than...
The answer is that the stage number one is you need to own it. Okay, that's the first thing we need to understand. You need to own the dalet minim. If you don't own it, it's no good. Yeah. If you're using a borrowed item, that's not good enough. Right, if you're giving it to your friend, and the way it works is you are giving it to him as a present. If you just use it for 2 minutes, that's not good enough. It's actually, what's happening is that you need to give it as a, it's going to be a present. The MS is you don't need to, because in Seif Ches, Sifches, which we're going to be learning now, in a minute, we're going to be learning that you don't actually need to express yourself. It's a self-understood. It's self-understood. It works automatically. You don't actually need to say it. But really what's happening is that you're giving it as a present with the condition you need to give it back to you. Yeah? But really, that's what's happening. He's making a kinyan on it. It's actually his. Whilst he's using it, it's not yours anymore, I'm afraid. It's actually his.
Why is it different?
You think that children should be the same? Yeah? Children should be the same. Chinuch, children should be the same. On the bar mitzvah. Yeah?
Can you take from someone? Yeah, someone gives it to you, and you're not a child of it, and then you give it to someone.
Very good question. We'll get, as Mishnah Berurah, I want to speak about this question. I'm going to get to that question. If a second person, very good question, let me share that question. If I take Dalet Minim, if I've got a set of Dalet Minim, we're going to get to that very interesting question, we'll get to that hopefully today. I've got a set of Dalet Minim and I give it to somebody else, I'm Nas Lahachsi, I'm Autonomous Lahachsi, I'm giving it, let's say, for argument's sake, I give it to you. I said, you know, you haven't got a set, I'm giving it to you. I said, but the condition is you have to return it to me. Are you now, the condition was, you know, you give it back to me within the end of the day. Can you now give it to a third person and say, you know, you give it, but conditional, you know, the condition is that, you know, you give it back to myself. Can you do that? And then you, in turn, if you meet somebody else who hasn't got a set, can you give to a third? Can you do that? Well, then I shaila. Can you do that? Because ultimately, whilst it's yours, it's yours. Yeah, as long as it ends up, I mean, you know, not in pieces. Well, in four pieces, not in in eight pieces, yeah. Yeah, would that work? Interesting, Shaila.
In fact, you've lent it to me. You didn't have in mind that I'm going to start giving it to other people.
Right. It's yours now.
Yeah.
Yeah, so are you right? Yeah?
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, so it's something we're going to get to that in Mitzvah Hashem. Save. Let's see, okay, we're up to... top of page 260, literally the last few words of Sif Dalet. Top of page 260. Umuta lo seis loy esek b'matona al menas shelo yikdishenu v'lo yigom b'matona menas lahachsiye. You're also allowed to make a Dalet Minim with the condition that it shouldn't be makdishit, it shouldn't make it kodosh. Shouldn't be makdishit, that would work as well, because again, you're allowed to make a matona manasla, you're allowed to give a matona, a gift with a condition, that works. We spoke yesterday about that concept of a copyright. Copyright. It works the same way. I'm allowed to sell you something with a condition that you're not allowed to copy it. That's the condition. I'm allowed to embed it in my sale. I'm selling it to you. You don't have to buy with me, but if you want to buy my phone, if you want to buy my set, if you want to buy my whatever it is, you don't have to buy. But if you buy it, it's based on a condition that don't copy it. Now, what happens if you do copy it? Right, so it could very well be that the sale wasn't, you know, the sale isn't valid anymore now. So that's the idea of copyright according to Halacha, according to many authorities. Right. By the way, what about the Aravos? We learned that you need to own all the four Dalet Minim. Aravos as well. You need to be careful about Aravos as well, or Aravos not so much. Like, you need to make sure to pay the Aravos and own the Aravos as well. Yeah. They only cost a couple of pounds. Yeah, you need to?
Yeah,
very good, because the Sharetzion points out very correctly that some people don't seem to be makpid. But if you look in Sharetzion, Sof Kotten Yud Gimel, he reminds us that Agav Elsham Dovah Kotten Sharoisi, Avshu Dovah Poshut, that he said that some people are makpid to the Azoy, they are careful, they can't mitzvah ketikun, not bin Yilochem, veloikhen latzim esrik, velulav adasim, mashalmim, techav, they pay immediately for everything. Ala rovas enu makpidim lochim ibad yoim. There are many people, they don't purchase Aravos on time, and just as they go to shul, they're going to take some Aravos. They may not pay for it. They may not pay for it on time. And that's a problem. So Aravos as well, you need to pay for them. You need to own them. That's important to remember that as well. Okay, Sifei. The question that was mentioned earlier, do you need to actually physically say it? Every time I lend somebody my Dalet Minim, do I have to say this is Maton al Manas Lahachsia? Or maybe not. Sifei teaches us the following. Nosno loy stam. If you give it stam without an explanation, have a keilu omaloi, it's as if he actually explicitly said al menas shetachzir elu. It's as if it's automatic. It's understood that it's al menas shetachzir elu, that you'll return it to me. Demi stama, because it's normally understood al das kenes onoloi. It's understood that it's given on these parameters. Normally you understood if somebody gives you a dalit minim, it's understood that he may be a gift, you may acquire it, but he wants to have it back because he wants to have it back for the next day. And if you actually didn't return dalit minim to the owner, you're not yotze the mitzvah because you didn't fulfill your condition. We need to give it and return it to its owner. Says the Mishneh Berurah, came to say, "Roitz loyma beheiche she'elo irak esrek ze afil nosnei bestam." Even if you gave it stam, gam ken umdene de muchach, it's self understood. Umdene de muchachu shloi kiven litenoi lechalutin. Everybody, if he gives you dalet minim, he doesn't mean to give it to you for eternity. Elo al menas sheyachzir loy. It's always understood. It's with understanding that he wants it back. And that's even the case, Mishneh Berurah continues, if he's got another set as well, he always understands that, you know, he wants to have it back. That means even if you've got a person who may have two sets of Dalet Minim, or four sets of Dalet Minim, if he's willing to lend you a set, you may make a Kenyan whilst it's yours, but he wants to have it back. Okay. Now the top of page Kuflamid Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch says, Mihu afidu lechziro liyodoi, even if you didn't give it to his hand, elo leacha, you gave it to a second person, veacha leacha, and a second person to a third person, veachen machziro lebalov, and only the last person gave it to original owner, yotze is yotze. So this goes back to the shaila that you asked. What happens if one person gives it to I give you my dalet minim. You know, you want a yotze, I give it to you with greatest pleasure. Matono amanas lachzi. The condition is, I want it back. In the meantime, I say, I want it back in 2 hours. In the meantime, you find a friend that hasn't got dalet minim. Are you allowed to give it to him? And say, you know, make sure to give it back to Patkas. And then you find another third. In the meantime, can you do that? Yes or no?
It's a copyright situation.
It is a bit like that, yeah. So can you do it? The condition was, I want it back. But whilst it's yours,
yeah,
it's yours.
You want it back from person B.
Is that true? I want to ask you a question.
Person D or...
Right? Yeah. So you're saying that you can't do it. It makes sense to say...
I hear the problem now.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you think?
If it's out to nine, when you borrow, if it's out to nine, then you might be lending it on to a sub-borrower.
Yeah.
If you don't make
a stipulation, what's going to be there? What's going to be that?
I don't know how to imagine how it could be allowed to lend it to sublet it, if you like.
Right. Right.
If you agree with the owner in advance, that might be allowed.
Yeah.
What I've said before, once it's mine, he's given it to me. Mine.
You're quite right in reminding us. When I give it to you, it's totally yours.
Is that what I asked that for?
It's what it?
On the condition it's going to be returned.
Yeah.
So you're immediately putting huge numbers of parameters on the bylaws of the other men. You can't just say that now I've got it for the next 2 hours. It's all mine. You know.
Right.
You're already putting a huge limitation on the ownership of it by saying that it's on the last.
Well, it's not. You're right in a way, but it's an external condition. Whilst it's yours, it's yours. It's yours. So the Maisa, the Mishneh Berurah paskens, if you look in Sifkot Chof Aleph, says the Mishneh Berurah in Sifkot Chof Aleph, I'm skipping quite a few lines, and I'm going to the words Mihu. Let me just see. Yeah. That's right, yeah. Yeah. Oh, let's start from the beginning. Sifkot Chof Aleph. Elo le'acher. Roitzeloy ma shegamim nosan le'odam acher. Even if the second person gave it to another person, ha esrik b'matom enas le'achzir, ve'alo ze nosan gamken le'shlishi, le'achzir le'balim harishoinim, yotzo. If you, exactly that case, that if you ask somebody to give it, as long as he ends up going back to the initial owner, Yotze is Yotze. V'loyamrino, we do not say, Ari his no imo, you made a condition with him, Amen asher tachzili, that you should return to him, to me. It wasn't the person himself, personally, who gave it back. We don't say that it's a problem. The mistoma, now comes the point that's going to answer your question. Normally, lo yaya kavonas, there was no intention, v'kpeidas habailim. The owner doesn't really care. Elo, only sh'yuchza lohem ha'chefetz. What does the owner really care? The owner really care. That's right. The owner really cares about one thing. He wants his esek back, safe and sound. He doesn't really care what happened. He doesn't really care. If ultimately he got back to his hands, he's happy to have done a few mitzvahs on the way. Could it be one person, three? He doesn't really care. So when he made that stipulation, when he made that condition, al menas shetachzili, that I want it back, he meant one thing. I want it back in one piece. Don't come back here. This is esek, and here's the pitim. You know, he wants it. So if that was, so if the condition has been fulfilled. Let me just finish the Mishneh Berurah.
That's right. Ben al derishin, ben al deboy koicha. Whether it's the first person or people empowered by the first person.
Miu, however, muchach lichoyre medin zeh, it is evident from this then, the mekabel ma'atona menas lehachzir, yesh lerushus lachsoy v'litein kol mi sheyirtze. You can sub-borrow, that's the expression used, bilvachi is kaim tonos, the condition has been fulfilled. Miu, however, zeh, kol zeh bistam, this is only if it's stam, if there was no clear, nothing was said clearly. Omnom, im efarish behedye. However, if he said explicitly, if I say, Yankel, make sure not to give it to anybody else. I'm giving it to you as a present. Don't give it to anybody else. Then you can't give it to anybody else. If you're explicit about it, then you can't do it. And if you do give, if that second person does give it to anybody else, then the tznai will be a problem. This giving over will be a problem. Nobody will be yotze. So you can't breach that condition if it's been said explicitly. Yeah.
This entire halacha is only referring to the first day.
Correct. Shul works. Correct.
And when you lend someone, then they can't lend it on to someone else. If you borrowed on the third day.
Yeah. It's not so posh what you're saying. I'll tell you why. If you remember Mishneh Berurah had learned a concept that we generally were learning, that generally somebody's happy that somebody uses somebody else's mitzvah. Generally you're happy that somebody uses your item for a mitzvah. Generally, a person is happy. So that's normally true. Normally, I wouldn't mind if somebody used my siddur. I don't normally mind if somebody... Right, so the only problem is that we don't say that with dalet minim, because you need to own it. And I don't necessarily... Nichale doesn't allow somebody to be koine something. So, but with regards to the other days, Nichale will apply according to Mishneh Berurah, as long as it's 100%... As long as it's 100%, you know, if a person is not makpid, if it is makpid, which is often going to be the case, then exactly. So if it's that kind of, then nicha won't apply. That you're right.
But on the first day, even if he
even correct on first day, whatever happens, even if he's not makpid, he's not going to nichale will never work.
No, even if he is makpid, then he can still lend on.
Why is that?
Because matan, it's your matan.
So you're saying that
it should be like a kula in the first day.
Why? Explain. I'm not understanding.
On the first day, whereas on the other days, it's only borrowed.
Yeah, so you can't.
Therefore, you can't lend something.
So that's like the Mishneh Berurah does say that whilst you own it, you can't give it to somebody else.
It's
you're saying that. Right, yeah, I hear that. Could be. Right, okay. What about. The question is, do you need to give it back? Do you need to actually personally give it back? I want to ask two stages of that question. What happens if... Can I send my son to return? See, I took your dalet minim. Yeah? I didn't have dalet minim and you gave my Thomas Lahaxia, I was able to use it. Now, it's getting late, it's busy at home. Can I send my son to bring back the dalet minim?
can I give my son the dalit, meaning to bring it back to you? Or, since there was a condition, matana manas lahachzi, that you want it returned, doesn't need to be me personally returning it to you? Or is that a problem if it's a son? Right, so you're saying that it's not a problem at all. Yeah, so it can be a son, can be any, yeah? Question number one, yeah? It doesn't have, can it be any shliach? Are we agreeing to that? Are you agree to that? You see a bit...
Unless explicitly,
but not. So it's very interesting that you're so sure about that. The Mishnah Berurah also said that it's Mishnah Berurah in Bi'alocha. For Poshut, Bi'alocha, it's in the middle of Bi'alocha, V'achin Machziro Lebalim, a few lines down, it says, Poshut Shemachzi Lebalim Adi Shliach Bevadeh V'chazorah. So Bi'alocha is also pretty confident in this concept as well. So if I'm sending a Shliach to return the aluminium, that's fine as well. My question is an additional stage, which is the following. What happens if it's getting late, you're getting a bit impatient, you say, ach, this podcast is taking ever for easily, I want my daluminium back, and you recognize your own daluminium, you see it, and you say, I don't know where he is now, and you say, okay, you know, is anyway, I have to give it back to me, and you grab it back, and you take it back, you see it's lying around on, you know, my place, or whatever, you get hold of the daluminium. If I'm not returning it to you, not only through a shliach, but I'm just not returning. But you're just saying it. You just say, forget it. I haven't got nerves anymore for this. And you take it back yourself. Is this a problem or not? What a beautiful question. Mm. What?
Sounds like theft. It's still his.
I've been schlepping for a while though. You said within 2 hours, and it's pushing. It's nearly 2 hours. You know what I'm saying?
He still owns it.
What do you think, Abi Oslo?
On a certain level, you breached your word to him because you've said his 2 hours, you made an agreement, and you've broken your denial. You could say that.
Okay.
You don't agree.
Yeah.
I like the theft.
You're not nodding.
The theft? Oh. It sounds like theft. It's a Yekish problem. How will he work with his Sfaradim?
I don't know.
It's true, you're right. I must give you credit. Yeah. So Lemaisa, the Emma says it's a problem. It's a problem, not only that, but if you actually grab it back, he may not have fulfilled his condition. What happens if he didn't fulfill his condition? If he didn't fulfill his condition, it's a problem for the borrower. In our case, it was, remind me, it was you daluminium and you grabbing it back?
Yeah.
Okay, then it's actually a problem for me because I didn't fulfill my condition of returning it to you. And therefore, I might not have fulfilled my mitzvah actually. So you actually, in a way, you're spoiling it for me, in a way.
You said it before the 2 hours of the
night. Yeah, well, it's before, yeah. Then it's a problem. I say it's a bit of... Yeah, you're not, it's... It's...
It depends who's...
What time?
I was talking about it's... Let's say there was no exact time that we made up. But, you know, you want it back already. You know, it's taking a bit of time. So let me say it's a bit of a problem. It's a problem. If you will take it back, I may not have fulfilled my mitzvah. Yeah. Just one more question, which is a mind stretcher. Is that what it's called? Think about it. I don't have an answer for that one. Pardon? A mind bender. I haven't got it. It's just somebody, if you can't fall asleep, does anybody have a problem falling asleep by night? So I'll give you a Rabbi Kveger one now. And it's my help. Okay, I'll tell you what it is. Imagine, what was our scenario? That, okay, it's your lulav. And I said, do you mind, can I have you daluminium? Yeah, can I fulfill the mitzvah? He said, sure, here's a matonimus lach. So he's telling me here, this is yours, with the condition, you're going to give it back to me. Fine, I'll take it. I shock daluminium. Now, I do the following. I say, here, you can have it back. Here, take daluminium back. But I'm giving it to you with the condition, I'm going to ask lach. I want it back. I'm giving him back to him as matana, full matana. Matana, I'm nas lahachzir. I want to have it back.
How do you speak of these things?
No, it wasn't mine. It's a Bikivega. This is a Bikivega. Okay, so it's his dalit minim. He bought it. Okay. Now I haven't got dalit minim. Okay. Now I say, do you mind? Can I just use the dalit minim? And he gives it to me. But he says it's a condition. He wants it back. Matana, I'm nas lahachzir. Okay. So I take it now and I fulfill the mitzvah. Now I'm about to give it back and fulfill my condition by giving it back to him. But before I give it back, I say, listen, I'm giving it back with dalit minim with one condition. I want it back. You have to return it back to me.
That's
Back to me. Does that work?
That's a
chutzpah. But have I fulfilled the mitzvah or not?
It's not very nice.
It's something not nice. Question is, I want to know: is does it work? So because I'm putting him in a pickle.
Who thought this? I'm fascinated by it.
It's isn't it?
Where's it from?
You like it?
I don't know if I like it.
Okay. All right, okay, fine. It's just something to think about, if it works or not. Okay, let's move on. So the question is with regards to children, and we'll just start this sugya now because it's a large sugya. Does it work with regards to children as well? So, does it work with regards to children as well? That's what we open up the shiur with, and let's start this sugya a little bit to evolve. The answer is, it doesn't really work with children for the following reason. Lo yitnenu b'yom rishon lekotan, kodim shiyotza boy. You can't give it to your child. You can't give it to your child on the first day, kodim shiyotza boy, before you've been yotze the mitzvah. Why is that? Mipnei, because. Sha'kotan koine, it's a halachic concept that a kotan, a minor, a child, he can be koine. Ve'einoi makne la'acherim min ha'toyre. Give it to somebody else on a Torah level. Which basically means, if I give it to my son, so what happens is, I am full-fledged godel, I can make kinyonim, and I can be makne. So if I give my dalet minim to my son, what happens then is, that he is koinet now, he's acquired it now. That's very nice, because he owns it now. What happens, now I say, okay, fine, you know, I want to fulfill the mitzvah now. So he gives it back. Here, daddy, this is yours. He gives it back to me. But now the problem is that if he gives it back to me, he is only a cotton. He's not bar mitzvah, he's a cotton. Now, by giving it back, he hasn't got the power to make a full kinyan. And therefore, I can't be koinet completely anymore. I can't be koinet because he can't be maknet to me. So what happens is that it remains, to some extent, to a large extent, it remains in his possession. I haven't got the means of being koinet completely from him. Now we are stuck, because I was able to be machne to him, but he's not able to be machne to me.
But you gave it to him on condition he gives it back.
Right.
He doesn't have to machne.
Very good. This is a very good. This question is a very good question, and I won't have time to address it tonight. We'll leave it for tomorrow then. But this is a very good question. But just to get the Shulchan Aruch clear, Shulchan Aruch said that you have a problem over here, because a child can be koine, but he cannot be machne it. Because he's... Very good. We'll get to that as well.
Can you lend it back to you on day two?
Lending, yes. Because you need to own it. This is a kinyan.
Before the mitzvah, then give it to him, and they'll lend it back to you.
Beautiful question as well. Just to sha'ela with him.
Yeah.
Good. These are all very good questions. We won't have time to discuss it tonight because it's almost time already. But we'll discuss all those three questions. Actually, what the Mishnah will discuss is. Let's just go through Shulchan Aruch. Leit nenu b'yom rishon lekotan kodim shiyotza boy b'pnei sha'kotan koine. A minor can be koine, ve'enu makne la'acherim. He cannot acquire to anybody else, mina teure. Ve'nimtza comes out, shemichzir oloi, if he returns it to the adult, enu muchza, it's not really returned. It's not completely returned. So we'll actually stop over here, and the questions that were mentioned now, we'll address them tomorrow.